Bad Samaritan is a 2018 release directed by Dean Devlin. It's essentially a story about a guy who is a valet at a restaurant, and him and his buddy, whenever a rich asshole comes through, they will take his keys and use the GPS to find their home, and they'll go to the whoever's house it is that owns the car while they're at the restaurant, so they're not home, and they rob the house. They just rob little things. They don't take anything that they think that the person will notice, and then they sell those small things just to make a little bit of profit on the side because they are working valet. So I guess the idea is that they're not making a whole lot being valet guys. So they do this to make a little money on the side. Plus they're both kind of, or at least the main character is a bit of a struggling artist. He's a very talented photographer, but he doesn't do it for a living. He doesn't do it for money. So he has to make money somehow, and this is one of the ways that he makes money. And the story goes, basically, eventually comes across one guy. He drives a Maserati, and he's an asshole. So they were like, okay, we're definitely going to rob this guy. So goes to his house. Just one of the guys goes to his house. And turns out there's a girl chained up in the house. And he's like, holy shit, there's a girl chained up in this house. So he tries to help her, isn't able to because the guy comes back and is asking for his car, has to leave her still in the house, and then has to take the car back to the guy. And then basically it's a moral dilemma at that point. He has to figure out, do I do anything? I really want to help this girl. I don't want her to die. But I found her while I was robbing the house. So he has to go through that whole moral dilemma of what he does. And he eventually comes to the conclusion that he's going to try to help the girl, and he gets his buddy involved. And basically from there, it's a very entertaining thriller, I guess you could say. As I said in my written review, it's not a great movie by any stretch of the imagination. The dialogue can be quite painful throughout it. I'm not saying that it's absolutely terrible, but there are some scenes where it's just a bit cringy. They make a joke that no one would ever really make in real life, or just the dialogue exchange in general is just a little bit awkward. And there's also a little bit of an issue I have with the third act of the movie, but I can't get into that too much without getting into spoilers. But the biggest problem with this film is that most of the characters in it are stupid. They don't make good decisions. They're almost at the level of intelligence as you could say horror movie actors. And I generally try to not hold that against movies, like when characters are just stupid, but I can't not do it this time around. It's just they're pretty bad. Especially the police, any of the law enforcement characters in this movie, they are incredibly dumb until the end. They kind of come back around towards the end, but just the fact of how stupid they are for most of the movie is frustrating to watch, in a sense. So that's just a problem that I really had with this movie that I couldn't really just move past. It was just, they were just too dumb for me. But moving past that, moving towards more things that I do like, I really did like the villain, the antagonist, who was played by David Tennant. He was very, very good. I was very impressed with how good he was, considering, you know, going into this movie, I'm not going to say I had low expectations, but I wasn't expecting a whole lot, especially from the villain, because it just seemed like one of those movies where the villain was just going to be overcooked, maybe a little bit too full of himself. That sort of thing. And to an extent, yes, this villain is full of himself as well. But he's intelligent. He comes off as intelligent, which is something I want out of someone who's supposed to be a serial killer, who's supposed to have people chained up in their house. I don't want him to come off as some, you know, over or super cocky asshole who's not super intelligent. You want them to be smart, and you want them to be a little bit cocky, but not too much. So I was very happy with how they did the antagonist in this film. But like I said, I have issues with some of the dialogue. I have issues with the third act, which brought it down a little bit for me. And I have issues with how stupid some of the characters are. But with all that being said, this is a fun movie to watch. I can't say that I had a bad time in the theater. I was thoroughly entertained for the 2 hours, although I think that there could definitely be maybe 5 to 10 minutes cut off. The runtime, I was entertained. I didn't look at my watch at all, which is always a big indicator for me as to whether or not I'm enjoying the movie. So, yeah, while I wouldn't say that I'm going to be rushing out to see this movie again anytime soon, I don't even know if I'll ever watch it again, even when it's on, like, DVD, Blu-ray, streaming services. I don't know if I'll ever watch it again. It definitely isn't something I'm going to be like, oh my goodness, I need to watch it again. But I don't think I wasted my money on it. It was at least a decent, you know, entertaining couple of hours. So if you have a movie pass, I'd definitely go see it. But otherwise, if you're just looking to maybe blow a couple hours one afternoon, you'll enjoy it. It's an entertaining thriller. May not be the best movie ever made, but it'll get the job done if you're just looking to be entertained.